Hello.
My name is Tamara. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
Me.
Okay.
I tried to file for unemployment online and it kicked me out.
Okay.
Did I do the right number?
Yes, ma'am, you did. You did. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. So you're trying to file a claim?
Yes.
Okay. This is okay. Can I have your social, please? Okay, let me ask you this. Are you doing a weekly certification or we're gonna have to start it. Kicked you out. We have to start all over, I guess.
It's a new claim. Mm-hmm.
Can I have your social, please?
It's 418-06-0037.
418-06-0037. Can you verify your name, please?
Denise Devon.
Date of birth?
8664.
Mother's maiden name?
Griffin.
Okay. Can you verify your driver's license state and number, please?
Wait a minute, hold on. Hold up. Okay, wallet, there it goes. 486-4590, Alabama.
Okay, say that, repeat it again, ma'am.
Can I hold on? 486-4590.
So it's not 486-6-4590.
No, it's 486-4590.
Okay, and also you don't have a middle address. Okay, your date of birth again? Could you repeat that for me, please?
8664.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No. See, you asked me all the questions they did on the claim. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because you say you was reopening a claim.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a new claim, though,
this is what I do.
It said it was an error. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
If you approve for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. We recommend direct deposit. What do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
I need checking or savings.
Checking.
I need a routing number and an account number, please.
Hold on. I got to get into that now. Hold on. Okay. Routing number is 124-303-120.
Routing number 124-303-120.
Correct.
Account number, please.
6933-5424-7202.
6933-5424-7202.
Correct.
Can you verify your mailing address, please?
1349 High Point Terrace, Birmingham, 35235.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can I have the phone number you have on file?
205-616-9774.
I have 1349 High Point Terra, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
Terrace.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I will ask some randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1507 Turtle Lake Drive, 154 Patterson Place, 2236 Littleberry Lane, 411 7/8th Street North.
411.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Hendersonville, Memphis, Clarkville, Chattanooga.
Memphis.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? '96 Plymouth Neon, '97 Oldsmobile 88, 2000 Mercury Mesquite, or 2003 Volvo?
Neither.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification, which is a trade allowance?
No, ma'am.
And when was your last day worked? I need a month, day, and a year.
Would have been Thursday. That's the moment. December the 7th.
Thursday would have been the 8th.
Okay, the 8th. I'm sorry.
December the 8th. And, okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman comp due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
18.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Not anymore, no.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your job title?
Front desk specialist.
Was this a receptionist, an information clerk, office general, hotel,
just
motel?
Like customer service. Yes, hotel, motel.
And so you're filing for a courtyard management corporation or UPS ground freight?
Marriott.
Courtyard. That's the courtyard management, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Need a phone number for them, please.
205-879-0400.
I have 205-879-0400.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have your employment start date with them, please?
May, I think it was May 8th of this year.
May 8th, 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your last day worked, please?
Which was Thursday, the 8th.
Okay, we said Thursday, yeah. December the 8th?
Mm-hmm.
What city and state did you work in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the reason why you're no longer working, quit, discharge, of a lack of work?
Discharge.
And the reason for the discharge?
They just said it was termination due to availability.
Termination due to what, ma'am?
Availability. No availability in the hotel, I guess.
Okay.
They did it by email. By email. I got it by email.
Okay. So, would it be laid off? Is no work available? No, but you weren't laid off, was you? No.
Mm-mm. No.
Position eliminated? Okay. They said no availability, but would that mean your position was eliminated?
I assume so.
Yeah. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your temporary PIN number is 3764.
I mean 3764.
Yes, ma'am. You write that down. And
3764. Okay.
It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center. In addition,
okay,
you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. So if you have an updated resume, you can go ahead and go on the web.
I do, because I've been on Indeed all morning.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just not
go
used
ahead
to working. I'm not working, so.
Yep.
I'm kind of pissed, but I'm trying to be calm.
Yeah. AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov is the
website.
Yes,
Alabama
ma'am.
AlabamaWorks. Now, when I need to get back into the unemployment, do I just sign in now?
Yes, ma'am. To file your claims, you can call the weekly claims each week. It's going to be 205-458-2282. And you will call this number each week, Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday.
I'll put on Sunday.
Sunday through, okay. Yeah,
so
you got Sunday to Friday.
Sunday.
Right,
okay.
Right, because we've done one for this, right, correct.
Okay.
And we've already done one for this one. So, and, yeah, that's the number you can call.
Okay.
And do you go ahead and do your resume, and that's basically it. And they'll send you a booklet in about 7 days. And that will explain your rights and responsibilities on how your claims are determined. So,
okay.
So you'll read that, and you'll receive that in about 7 days.
Okay.
So we have completed your unemployment, Ms. Denise, claim. Do you have any other questions?
You are so sweet. I am so impressed. You're about the sweetest one. I've only filed for unemployment twice in my life. And
yes,
that's
ma'am.
When we were all for COVID.
Right.
So we had to be out for COVID.
Right.
They were sweet, and you were sweet, too. So I
thank
really
you
appreciate that. And
you're very welcome.
They are listening to this recording.
Okay,
because
thank
you. Because I've been
you
in customer service, and this is you were wonderful.
Thank
you
so much.
So much.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a blessed day.
You do the same.
Okay, thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.